Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Yeah, I hit my head, I think, on the rim. It's hurting real bad. And I landed on my wrist.
Pacers have a chance. Up ahead, Nesmith. Blocked! Edwards getting up! And good night!
I ain't never jumped that high in my life.
Oh! Aaron Gordon, the follow jam! Domas, give me that! The hammer! Yeah!
Shot clock at two.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet.
Hey, welcome into NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet. On this fine Friday, we have an all-star lineup here in studio. We have our ESPN senior writer, Ramona Shelburne, our do-it-all analyst, Chinay Agumake, the Hall of Famer. Becky Hammon is here. I'm Malika Anders. And Becky, you know a thing or two, right, about championship caliber teams as she's about to start a quest for a three-peat over. But it sure looked like a finals preview between the Celtics and the Nuggets last night in Denver. Chinay, if we get seven of these in the NBA
Please.
Finals, you know what? I'm not going to be mad
Inject
at it.
Inject that into my veins.
Here's the thing, though. The Nuggets, they were underdogs entering the night. It's the first time Denver has been underdogs at home all season long.
And they took that personally.
Right. Jamal Murray did right here.
Crazy bucket. I mean, you feel like the energy was just feeding through the elevation.
And then picking it up here in the final seconds of the first half.
Bank!
How does he do it?
Is it Bank of America? Is it Chase?
I mean, Porzingis' fault.
Well, it is 20 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists in the first half for Nikola Jokic, and picking it up right where he left off in the third here. Somehow, some way, getting that to go.
Like, there's no solution for this guy. He can kill you on the outside and then also in the inside. But right there, man, he showed up from the tip, Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, absolutely. Jaylen Brown, they sort of dared him, said, you know what, if you can get.
Why do they do that?
And he said, all right, bet. Jamal Murray cruising through traffic here, perfectly finds Aaron Gordon, who's having an excellent season for the Denver Nuggets.
And he's an X factor because anytime Jokic gets stuck, bam, easy pass, easy layup, 16 points, all in like 2 feet radius.
Just insane there. And then Kristaps Porzingis pulls up, gets that one to go. Boston within 5, same score here. Watch this.
Malika, come on. Like what? You'll pass and then what? Dunk of the year candidate?
Definitely.
I mean, someone helped
yeah, help him out.
Up.
King of Love City is falling down after that one.
That says something because he knows a thing or two about some monster.
We need to won the dunk contest, right? Oh, no.
We need to give him like best in-game dunker award or something.
Seriously.
Right.
In-game dunker.
Jaylen Brown. Excuse me. And then here, Kristaps Porzingis throws it ahead. Jason Tatum to Brown. Back.
Opportunity.
Tatum.
There it was.
This is what you wanted. The look you needed. Couldn't quite get it to go. Nuggets hold the slight lead. Nikola Jokic putting the final touches here as Denver gets the win. Let's take a listen to Michael Malone after the game.
It was another playoff atmosphere for sure. As we talked pregame, you know, you got to give the Celtic fans credit. You know, they always come out strong. But you know what we say, right? They can take that L on the way out, baby.
I feel like I should have guarded Jokic a little bit, a little more. I wish I would have had those opportunities a little bit. I could keep him away from the basket, and we could have took away some of those layups they got. But I feel like, you know, we still had every chance to win this game. We just came up short.
So Jaylen Brown, he said he wanted a crack against Jokic, but nobody has been able to slow this guy down. I mean, look at this. His second season with 20 30-point triple-doubles, only Oscar and Russ have had more years posting those kind of numbers. It was a statement win from top to bottom for the defending champs, the reigning finals MVP. But Becky, what did the Nuggets prove to you last night?
Well, they proved they're still the team to beat at the end of the day. I think the championship runs through Denver, and Jokic just proved he's unguardable. And the reason why he's unguardable is because you do this, he does that. you do that, he does this. He is constantly just making the right play. And what I really love about him is there's zero hesitation about making the right play. He doesn't care if it's an assist, a hockey assist. He is making the right read every time he touches the ball. And he just puts your defense in huge dilemmas.
So, Becky, are you saying it's a little bit of this and a little bit of that? Just a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Look, he put on a master class of being able to be dominant and versatile in different ways. When he was on the block, he finished it off the block. And then when he was on the block, he passed off the block. The Denver Nuggets, to me, you said it best. The title runs through Denver. Maybe not literally, because Boston Celtics, I think they have like a 5 or 6 game edge overall. So if these two meet in the NBA Finals, it will go through Boston game one. But still, it seems to me that Nikola Jokic, he's the best player on the floor. And I know we argue about these supporting cast because that has been their big improvement, Boston. It feels like Jokic's his supporting cast is tailored perfectly for him.
Right.
He's got perimeter shooting. You've got, Porter Jr. knocking down shots, KCP. You've got Jamal Murray, who knows how to bob and dance and weave. They do a beautiful tango. And most importantly, you know, there'd be some games where maybe some people would say, okay, Aaron Gordon, shoot the ball. Doesn't matter. He's cutting, he's moving, and it feels like he has, you know, that's so Raven. I don't have to look at you. We can just throw it behind my head and throw it to you. You know, that's okay. I'm glad you guys
know. I got it. Not to mention, I mean,
it's
we had
a future
all these,
that he can see.
Exactly. We had all these questions about who is going to replace Bruce Brown, and Peyton Watson is so seamlessly stepped up into that sort of sixth man type of position, particularly defensively, Ramona.
Well, I thought Watson was big in that game. That is the big question with Denver and their bench, because they let a lot of those guys go. They didn't pay them. They elevated the young guys. But to me, like, when you watch that game, this felt like a final showdown. It felt like if Jason Tatum was going to make a case to be the MVP over Jokic, this was the night. That was the shot. We just showed it. He didn't hit it. But when the Denver Nuggets, you cannot double Jokic, because they have all shooters and they have the best lob threat in all of basketball in Aaron Gordon. I mean, yes, that was an incredible pass. I cannot watch that play enough.
I know.
Like, I just want to see it over and over and over. But Aaron Gordon with the follows, Aaron Gordon is always there. And every team needs one of those. Like, when you talk to teams around the league, like, what player do you need on your team? Well, we need someone like Aaron Gordon. The Olympic team, what do you guys need? We need someone like Aaron Gordon who can guard on the perimeter 1-5 and be a lob threat to where you cannot double Jokic because of how dominant Aaron Gordon is.
I do wonder how much of that, though, was Joe Mazzulla not wanting to completely tip his hand to what we could see potentially in the NBA Finals. We saw them do the Porzingis, Xavier Tillman double a little bit here and there. Didn't work. Porzingis took the brunt of that assignment. We didn't really see Jrue Holiday. So are we going to see that more? And he just doesn't want to show it. Like, maybe that's something that we're only going to see in the finals. But let's shift to the Boston side of all of this, because Jason Tatum, he had the same amount of shots as he has turnovers. It just wasn't his night. His second underwhelming game against the Nuggets this season. He's averaged 18.5 points on 38% shooting against Denver this season. Both his second worst against any opponent. So here's Tatum after that game.
It's not upon me to, like, hijack the game and, you know, try to make it about me, and it's a national TV game. Other guys had it going, so, you know, if I had to be in the corner, if I had to, you know, be a facilitator at times, you know, so be it.
Everybody's allowed to have an off night, but Tatum essentially saying there that he's willing some nights to take the back seat as their best player. What's that deep breath for? You have a problem with that?
You're the man. Jason, you're the man. I want you to hijack the game. I want you to do that. Look, at the end of the day, he's a great team guy. I think people like playing with him, like being his teammate. But in these situations, what Denver really sent is a message of, we can take your guy out. You're the man. We're going to take that guy out. And Boston can't do that with Jokic. So it is a problem when you're starting to game plan and figure this thing out, because for me, and a lot of this is not even like a physical aspect of skills and this and that. This is a mental switch that has to be switched on in not just Jason Tatum, the whole Boston Celtics team, because I feel like they have this like little brother syndrome almost, because they've been so close. Anything less is a championship, but they get beat down in these big games, and I think that just wears mentally on you. So they need to reset the mindset more than anything. The jumpers, okay, they weren't falling. We know those will fall. But going into the playoffs, you need to find a way to win when that three ball's not going.
Well, they were blitzing Jason Tatum, not letting him isolate. And they basically said, it's not the same thing the Warriors did where they didn't guard Jaylen Brown, right?
That was drastic.
That was drastic, and it was over the top, and it was like we all could see see what they were doing. But they essentially said, we want Jaylen Brown to shoot more. The Boston Celtics are 7-7 when he shoots more than 20 times a game. They're 8-10 when he shoots more than 25 times a game. Yeah. Mm. So even though he had 40 points, that's what they're trying to get him to do. They're taking the ball out of Jason Tatum's hands and making Jaylen Brown shoot. He had 40.
Right. Yep.
But as you said, Jason Tatum is the guy. And his idol, Kobe Bryant. There are games when you're teams tried to do that to Kobe too, but he just kept shooting.
But if they're going to win a championship tonight, do they need more from their best player, who is Jason Tatum?
Absolutely. They need much more in those crucial moments. And I think, you know, I have this situation where one of the greats in the WNBA, Simone Augustus, told me what makes Diana Taurasi great, and she's the all-time leading scorer in the WNBA, mm-hmm. is that she has that vulnerability to take the tough shots, knowing that there might be failure on the other side. I think when we look at the Boston Celtics, they're all like, okay, we're all working together as key pieces, but he needs to go out there and those field goals, and I would take, you know, someone like you, Coach Becky, because I know when you coach Asia in the toughest moments, you say, I don't care what happens, be aggressive, and we'll live with the consequences. I'm not saying Coach Joe Mazzulla is not saying that, but in some regards, you would see that, especially that confidence in him, if he had the whole system behind him in those circumstances. And I think they fall prey to that more often than not. Now, lastly, I'll say this when it comes to Jason Tatum. I think there's a lot of criticism on him. Oh, his MVP case, we all knew it was probably going to be a long shot based off of the rest of the field. And they also have the highest margin of victory, the Celtics. So you look at those crunch time numbers, I don't think that tells you everything. Plus, we've seen him show up 51 points in a game seven to close out a series.
Yep.
We just want to see it consistently for them to build the requisite confidence for them to move forward.
And I think the point being, no, you don't want to hijack the game. Like, that's a very, I don't know, kind of even-keeled statement in a sense, because you got to know when to hijack the game and when not to. And when your team is in limbo of losing a game, that is the time to jump in and hijack the game. Mm-hmm. And that back and forth that they had going on, right? Like that down the stretch, yep. down the wire. Like, you have to find ways to make an imprint. And, yep. and here's the thing. You got to live with the consequences. Being great or being good, you got to be good with both. But you got to be able to take that shot and take it with confidence every single time you let it fly.
Well, and Jason Tatum knows that in the finals against the Golden State Warriors, he wasn't that guy. He was not the best guy on the floor. And it's something that still plagues yep. him, that he still thinks about. And when we sat down at All-Star Weekend, he seemed ready. He really did. He knows it. He has all the tools. I actually expect to see it.
And it's one game.
It's one game.
Yes.
It's one game.
Yes.
Next game. As you said, against
no
the Suns,
shown their
now it's
going
to be a 50-point
yeah.
performance on ABC.
yeah.
So to come on NBA Today, we got a lot to get to, my friend. I got two words for you, Chinee.
What?
Oh. Ant Man.
My goodness.
Get his head on the rim.
Ever seen a block like
no.
Anthony Edwards? I hope someone gave him some ice for his head after that. We're going to take a look at the wildest blocks of all time, see where that one falls. And we also have the latest on Steph Curry's ankle, how long he could be out, and how the entire Western playoff race, it hangs in the balance. Plus, it all goes down across the street tonight, baby. The Bucks, the Lakers. Chinee shows us who has the edge, Giannis or LeBron. Can't wait for that. We'll be right back.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
NBA Today is presented by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN.
Ramona Shelburne is the best and most relentless reporter I work with at ESPN.
She's always inquisitive, finding out all the details, the information. She's got all the plugs in the league. She's someone that I've always found that I could trust and talk to.
To watch Ramona's ascension in the world of the NBA has been remarkable. Entering a traditionally male space and carving her own role and achieving what she's achieved, it's a remarkable accomplishment.
All right, that didn't make me blush.
Yeah, Momo. It is an honor to sit next to you every single day. Fun fact, when I was in college, Ramona took me out to dinner. It was when she was working on famous Mamba Out story. I think she had to take roughly 17 phone calls during that time.
I was like, I'm sorry,
I gotta take this. Period, she has always given back to all of us. So we just wanted to
my
say today, thank you. You've covered some all-time greats in your career. You're going to be around a whole lot longer. And it seems like if Anthony Edwards keeps doing what he's doing last night, that list of the greats that you've covered, it may just get a little longer and include him. Because remember, the Timberwolves visiting the Pacers, it's the first game since Woj reported that Karl Anthony Towns will undergo surgery to repair a torn left meniscus. He will be reevaluated in a month. We're going to pick it up in the fourth with the game tied. Anthony Edwards, I mean, he left the game with an ankle injury, came back, and is still doing this, Jeanette?
Man, beast mode, knocking down trees, attacking downhill. Look at that push-off, made him touch earth, knock down the mid-range, but that was by far not the best play. We know what's coming. Talk your ish.
Oh, and then he goes to the free throw line. He made the first. He misses the second. The Pacers getting out in transition here. A chance to tie the game and send it to overtime. Ant says no! Anthony Edwards elevates, hits his head on the rim as he goes for the game-sealing block.
You know he grew up playing football, right? That is a
It doesn't matter what sport it is.
That is a 47-inch vertical right there.
Best block I've seen in a decade.
Let's take a listen to Mr. Edwards after that incredible block.
I hit my head, I think, on the rim. It's hurting real bad. And I landed on my wrist, but I mean, you know, I saw him with the lane. I knew he was going for the layup, and I was just like, man, I'm finna go get this. I ain't never jumped that high in my life.
He actually has jumped that high this season. That's what's so incredible. He does it over and over again. Anthony Edwards, his game-saving block. It got our producers thinking about where it ranks on the all-time list of most wild blocks in NBA history. So we start with LaPhonso Ellis.
Oh my God. It was not the block. It was the snap.
It was the disrespect where he just held
on. Snatch. You get to stand and preen a little bit after that. Yeah.
And then we got Shaq. This is on Rex Chapman in 96. Made the cameras in the forum go out.
Breaking cameras, breaking glass.
He used to break rims back and forth.
And then, Becky, you remember this one. Ben Wallace in 2000. Pins it and then snatches it. What?
These are disgusting. These blocks are... I'm sitting over here with stank face because these are incredible.
They need a warning before you watch this. LeBron on Thiago Splitter in 2013. This was the finals,
too. Dislocate a shoulder like that.
And, of course, we need to take one more look at Ant-Man last night. There are no words.
No.
There are pogo stick, trampoline.
By the way, did your heart skip a beat when he's landing there?
Like, yeah.
Absolutely.
His arm was against the backboard. Like, his head would have went higher than the rim.
Correct.
Had the rim not been there.
Correct.
So if he did that last night, then what does he have for us in store tonight? The Wolves host the Cavaliers in the first game of our ESPN Friday doubleheader at 7:30. And then we know that Giannis and the Bucks are capable of doing the insane as well. They're in L.A. to face LeBron James and the Lakers. Our coverage begins with NBA Countdown. That's at 7 o'clock Eastern. All right, every game, it counts for the Lakers in the Western play-in race, right? So let's check in on what teams are doing, what went down with the groups directly above Los Angeles in the standings. It's a little coast-to-coast. We're going to start with Kevin Durant and the Suns here, Chiney.
Look, let me tell you this. They are coming. They are, because KD is starting to take over. I know we've always said, hey, Devin Booker's the only person from that finals run team. Nah, KD is being aggressive with his field goals, his attempts, his shots. I feel like they want a statement with the Boston Celtics rolling into town.
And he's one who knows what it takes to win. All right, let's check in on Luka Doncic and the Mavs playing the Heat. Halfway through the fourth year, the Mavs down by 2. Luka Doncic, everyone scrambling for the ball. Keep an eye on Luka here, and the shot clock somehow beats the buzzer.
I don't understand. I guess that's why they say it's Luka magic, because just when I saw that play, I was like, oh, there's no way he's going to make it. But then I reminded myself, oh, it's Luka Doncic. And I know the numbers just keep getting better and better for the Mavericks.
Well, another reason they say it's Luka magic, too, is he's the first player in NBA history with 4 straight 35-point triple-doubles.
Look at him lulling y'all to sleep. Come on. on. And that's the Heat. They've been hot. That's
35 points, too. 11 rebounds, 11 assists for Luka. And then the Spurs and the Kings. The Kings on the second night of a back-to-back. This is late in the third here. De'Aaron Fox kicks it out. Oh, all right. One more time. Malik Monk throws it down.
I mean, that guy, sixth man of the year candidate right there, but he did that to the Lakers the other day in that game when they turned it, and the Kings really have recovered well from that loss they had earlier in the week to the Bulls.
Spurs up three, not anymore. Tied game once again, thanks to Malik Monk. And then San Antonio trying to get something done, but there's Sabonis.
Okay, Sabonis, Mr. Do-It-All.
Throwing it down for the slam. Sacramento.
The gap for the steal and the win.
You happy, huh?
With the win there.
Out there, big boy.
On to Golden State. Watch Steph Curry here on this play. He would come down funny on that right ankle. He would leave the game. He did not return after he went back to the locker room. Ooh. One more look. Just tweaked that right ankle just enough. Going ahead here, you see him hobbling to 40 seconds left to play after Steph went to the locker room here. The Warriors down by two. Klay Thompson curls off the screen, pulls up for three, knocks it down.
You thought that was going to be it, right?
You did, but then you remembered that DeMar DeRozan on Jonathan Kuminga.
Midi, king of the mid-range.
Tough shot. That's the signature for DeRozan.
Oh, my God.
Gets him up in the air. Man, the Bulls have been playing spoiler. Don't look now. They're into ninth in the East. They're a couple games back at eighth. They've been on a run this week.
So Chicago gets the win here. And the Warriors, they're clinging on to ninth place. They're three games back in the loss column of the Suns, who sit in sixth, with just two teams ahead of them in the play-in picture. It's really a tough mountain to climb that's sure to only get steeper if the Warriors will be without Steph Curry for any extended period of time there. So let's get an update on Steph Curry as we say hello to our reporter who's covering the Golden State Warriors, Kendra Andrews. Kendra, what more can you tell us about how long Steph might miss?
Well, Malika, Steph is undergoing imaging today, and that's going to answer a lot of those questions of how much time he's going to miss. I'm also told that they're going to be watching him closely over the next 24 hours to see how his ankle just is responding. Last night, the Warriors, though, were bracing for him to have to miss time. Hopefully not much, but some at least. Steve Kerr told us that after the game last night, Steph had his right ankle in an ice bucket. But by the time reporters, we were allowed into the locker room, Steph had moved behind closed doors. Someone else from the organization was running back and forth from his locker to him, bringing him all of his belongings. So we didn't get a chance to lay our eyes on him or his ankle. Now, Draymond Green told us that his spirits were high, but this whole situation just sucks. Malika, as you just laid out how tight that play-in race is, the Warriors are trying to, if not avoid the play-in, at least improve their seeding to that 7 or 8 seed. They finally got their roster fully back together when Andrew Wiggins returned 2 games ago, and now they might be without their best, their most important player for the most important stretch of the season.
Yeah, Steph Curry's only missed 3 games for the Golden State Warriors this season, and the Warriors are 0-3 in those games. So it will be imperative that Golden State get Steph back as soon as possible. Kendra, thank you so much for stopping by. And sis, happy International Women's Day. You know I appreciate you. Coming up on NBA Today, the question is, who gets to wear the crown tonight? Find out why Giannis has been LeBron's toughest opponent since coming to LA.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Welcome back to NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet.
Shanae, big to big, high lows, however you want to do it. Damn it, I'm coming with the charisma. You coming with the personality and the facts.
You have this electricity about yourself. When you come to the set, you get everybody happy. I appreciate you for your knowledge of the game. You're a woman who's played at the highest level.
You are doing an outstanding job at two jobs. I have always admired that your ability to just walk right off the court, sometimes leaving practice and come here and do a show. It's been impressive to watch, and I'm just glad to call you a teammate.
That is literally the nicest thing Richard has ever said, probably on this show. Thank
probably
you.
Probably about any of us. But, Janae, you deserve it. You not only make us smarter as basketball fans, but you are a true joy
My sis.
To work with every day. Let's celebrate International Women's Day in the best way we know how, breaking down the game, because you're one of the best basketball minds that I know. We have a game that tips across the street in just about 7 hours. We have the Lakers. We have the Milwaukee Bucks. What are you watching tonight in this one?
Look, we have two of the most physically dominant forces in the NBA colliding tonight, and I want to show you their evolution. One, it's Giannis. One underrated aspect of his game is his handle. Look at that. Taking on all five and knocks it down. But this right here is why his evolution is crazy and scary. A similar matchup going up LeBron James, Giannis Antetokounmpo, but this time he hits the mid-range. That's development, that's skill, that is Giannis evolving. Now on the other end, I mean, what can LeBron James not do? He's shooting one of the best percentages of his career, but just look how easy, how effortless this is. Giannis is pursuing, you know, LeBron has options. He could either pass it to AD, but he finishes and is typically around second in fast break points per game, so he is a force when it comes down to the middle. Now, who takes the crown, right? You just saw it from those guys. Well, the race is tight. Since LeBron James signed with the Lakers in 2018, Giannis has scored 33.4 points per game against the Lakers. That is the most by any player against LA in this time. Now, however, in that same span, LeBron James has averaged 29.7 a game against the Bucks, so the second most against Milwaukee. So we will see tonight who takes the crown, but today, you know what it is. We're flaunting our tiaras as women, okay?
Heck yeah, I love that. This should be a fun one tonight on ESPN. The Bucks, they're 2.5-point favorites. LeBron's over-under for points, 25.5. Giannis, his point prop, 31.5.
Where's Dame? Because he always has a big game against the Lakers.
Oh, yeah, always. In the entire state of California,
yes.
Damian Lillard.
That's right.
Game. So for more on this matchup, let's welcome in the first woman ever to hold a full-time play-by-play position, not just in basketball, in any major men's professional sport, our Bucks broadcaster, Lisa Byington. Thank you so much for stopping
by.
Oh,
my gosh. Today. This is like, I don't miss this show every day. So to get this invite and then to get this invite with you guys, it is honestly my honor.
Well,
thank you.
We are so excited to have you here because there were folks early on in the season, including us on the show, you know, you were watching it, who were a little bit skeptical of the Bucks. And after bringing in Doc Rivers, they started off a little bit rocky. They were 3-7 to start. They've been 6-1 since. So what's been the biggest turnaround?
First of all, I'm glad you brought up the national narrative, because I was frustrated. It's the first time I've been frustrated maybe watching this show. And
it's allowed. It's okay.
To be totally honest, right?
Go for it.
I felt like there was too much attention. It was premature. The criticism of Doc, I felt like, was premature, and everyone was focusing on the record in the first 10 games. And I heard so much about the 3-7, and there wasn't context to it. So allow me, if I can, to provide a little bit of context. In the first 10 games, Chris Middleton missed 6 of those. In the first 10 games, Dame missed 2 of those. In the first 10 games, Brooke Lopez missed 3 of those. You're dropping a head coach, and Becky, you can appreciate this from a coaching perspective. You're parachuting a head coach middle of the season into a 5-game road trip. The first time he's with his team on the court is at a shoot-around to take on the defending NBA champs. It's nothing that anyone would sign up for. And so, by the way, they're playing the toughest schedule when that coaching change was made. So I just feel like that national narrative and that push, well, Doc can't get it done, was way too premature. We had always said, wait until post-All-Star break. Mm. Those possessions of progress are going to start materializing, and then the wins are going to come. And I think exactly it's time and consistency with this team on the court, not just film session.
Yep.
Not just on the road, but that's made the major difference, is him being able to implement his
system.
Well,
also, he has one of his assistant coaches, Dave Yeager. The rest he assumed Adrian Griffin's coaching staff, right? He assumed most of the rest of the staff.
He's brought in Rex Kalamian for the defensive side, Dave Yeager on the offensive side. He's brought in a couple other of the people, and so they've mixed and matched, which is a challenge in itself.
Yep.
You know, you have some Mike Budenholzer assistants. You have some Adrian Griffin assistants.
Right.
Now you have some Doc Rivers assistants, and now you got to find consistency.
Absolutely.
In the first 10 games, like, come on, you need some time to develop that.
I mean, you can't just go like that.
Well, and see, this is why we bring Lisa in for all of this content. Texas boots on the ground reporting, and I agree with you. We will own that. Premature. And in the same breath, I think when you look at the teams recently that the Milwaukee Bucks have been beating, that's not the same caliber team that you're going to be seeing necessarily in the playoffs, and particularly if they're going to make a run to the NBA Finals, which we all know is the Milwaukee Bucks goal here. So this West Coast swing, they really have a chance to show that this is the version of Milwaukee. It started with a loss in Golden State in a tough game. It just wasn't their matchup. Now they have the Lakers. So what are you watching most closely in this one?
Well, looking to correct some of the mistakes that they had on Wednesday against Golden State and some things that we haven't seen them done post All-Star break. So, you know, they're 6-1 post All-Star break and putting up some really good defensive numbers, number one. They struggled in the paint. They struggled defending the rim against Golden State, and they struggled in transition. And it was interesting to me to see the comments that Doc Rivers made post-game. He said, this is going to surprise you guys. Our problem was not defense. Our problem was offense. And it was the shots that we were taking that were getting us out of position defensively. So hence the 19 fast break points, hence the plus 50 points in the paint that that Golden State had put up. So look for them to put an emphasis, especially defending in the paint. We know that the Lakers are really good at that, right? Top two in the league in scoring in the paint, as well as fast break points. So I think that will be a point of emphasis tonight.
I'm looking forward to seeing this one, Becky.
It should be fun. I mean, really a point of emphasis for both teams, right? The Lakers need the paint, too.
Yeah.
So it's going to be the battle of the paint. Whoever defends the paint better, I think, wins this game. But going back to your point about what their coach said, the quality of shots that you take, right? And when you play a Golden State team, you're never really out of it, and they're never really out of reach because of how they play. Mm-hmm. But you can't lull it. You can't fall asleep and start playing their version of offense, and I think they can kind of get it, make it an up and down kind of more of a pickup game, and you want some discipline during those moments, and that's probably what their coach was referring to.
It's just so fast, which is so much. I think this is a better matchup for the Milwaukee Bucks, and we can learn a whole lot about both of these teams, the Lakers and Milwaukee tonight. You can catch Lisa on the broadcast tonight. Lisa, thank you so much for spending some time with us here.
Oh my gosh, like I said, this is a thrill.
You are welcome back literally anytime.
I'll take you up on that, as well as tips on your wardrobe too, by the way, right?
My stylist, Leanna, really appreciates you right now. All right, it's time now for Setting the Pick, brought to you by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN. So let's see who our panel is taking in this one tonight. We have two for the Milwaukee Bucks, one for the Los Angeles Lakers. This is going to be interesting. But the real question is, who are you picking? You can download the ESPN Bet app to get started. New customers receive $100 in bonus bets once they place their first sportsbook bet with ESPN Bet. Coming up on NBA Today, the two-time MVP, the one and only Asia Wilson, joins the show.
She's
Becky
pretty good.
Newman, you brought the, you're going to give us dirt before we talk?
Oh, so much dirt.
Did you check in on our off-season workouts already?
Yeah. No.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Already a Hall of Fame player and a championship coach, Becky Hammon walks into the studio at ESPN and dominates here too.
Your impact goes on forever. Anybody that you come in contact with knows how strong will you are, and I'm so glad that I could be coached by you.
Keep pushing the standard and breaking down the new doors. You said it before, if the door is blocked, go around.
I've had the privilege and honor of getting to know Becky Hammon over the years, and to watch her work in a space that was once a space that women weren't common in and normalize the whole experience for women has just been a tremendous gift. And now watching her achieve what she's achieved in the WNBA, I couldn't be more thankful to say that I know Becky and can call her a friend.
When the door is blocked, Becky Hammon, she climbs through a window, she scratches, she claws, make sure it's open for all of us. I always enjoy having you in studio. And I'm even more happy today that we have the two-time MVP, Asia Wilson, here with us. That's the reason she stopped by is because you're here in studio.
Well, she's one of my favorite people. I'm happy that she's here with us.
Yeah, I'm happy she's here with us too, Asia, because we've been trying to have you on ever since the release of your new book that I just enjoyed so very much, Dear Black Girls, How to Be True to Yourself. It's available now everywhere that you get your books. Every chapter, you basically pen it as a letter. You open up saying, Dear Black Girls, to young black women everywhere. But also, in a way, it felt like to me, it was also writing to yourself, in a sense. What do you want to tell young women and girls that you wish you were told when you were younger?
Ooh, that you're seen, that you're heard, that you're respected in spaces everywhere, that you can always be that shining light whenever you walk into a room, and don't let anyone shake you from that. And when I came to writing the book, I know I always say it's titled Dear Black Girls, but it's a book for everyone, because we have our moments where we may not be feeling like we're seen and heard, but we're still fully capable of being ourselves and showing up every single day.
I love that. And I love how you showed up. You talked about showing up as your whole self over and over again, going through battles with dyslexia, all these different pieces, being told that you would never be a basketball player, and then breaking through those doors as well. It was a really, really beautiful book that I encourage all of our viewers to go and get right now. But since we have your coach here, I feel like we need to take it from the hardcover to the hardwood, because you both are about to start a quest for a three-peat. That's something that's only happened a handful of times in the history of North American sports. What does it mean to you first, Asia, and then you, Becky, to be on the brink of a dynasty here? I think you might already be there.
I mean, it's incredible. It's what we work so hard to be at, to be able to say that, hey, we're building something here. We have a legacy that we want to leave for the next teams to come. And I'm super excited to be a part of a team, just going from rookie year to not even making it to playoffs to now having our names in conversations of great, great teams. And obviously, we can't do it without head honcho Becky. But no, I'm super excited just to get back playing and just kind of being out there with my teammates.
When you have the best player on the planet, you feel really good about your odds.
The Aces, though, they led the league in attendance last season and just became the first WNBA team ever to sell out season tickets for an upcoming season. What do the Vegas fans have in store? What do you have in store for them this year? And what does that mean to you to be that first as well, Asia?
Ooh, I feel like we have a lot in store for them. Obviously, winning brings a crowd, but I feel like the product that we have on the court is just box office product. Like, it's great entertainment. We try to play the right way. I don't know if Becky says that we play the right way all the time, but we try, and I think it's
They do. The majority of the time, and when they don't, believe me, I let them know about it.
Don't worry, she lets us hear it in studio. No one does it like you all. I was lucky enough to go to a game last season, and I have not seen anything like it. It was so much fun. What is that? You've been a part of so many firsts, Becky, but that buy-in to not just women's sports, but to your team specifically, what does that mean to you?
It's invaluable. I don't think we are where we are without that buy-in factor. And, you know, buy-in is a two-way street. It's got to come from both. Their buy-in to me and their belief in me, but also my belief in them. And I think that's one of the best things about leadership is being able to give that person that courage and that bump. Like, this is how I see you. This is how great you are. This is how greatness becomes and sustains it, right? And I think that's the quest. That's the job this year. Not just to be great, but sustaining greatness. It starts with that young lady right there. But really, our games are so much fun because they're so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, you can feel the energy. Even our practices, it's like, we really work hard. I always say, happy players, happy employees, however you want to look at it, they're more productive. They come to work every day with a different kind of energy. And so we really work hard on that. At first, I didn't really know how to take them, honestly, because they were, like, busting each other's chops. I mean, it was so much fun. I was like, don't we need to be a little bit more serious?
Right.
But they've never given me a reason not to trust them. And like I said, that's a two-way street. And just I have so much fun coaching these women. They just, you can see I'm beaming. I just love my squad. They're so much, just great human beings who happen to be exceptional basketball players.
Absolutely. I love bearing witness to this, going back and forth, celebrating each other. I love it so very much. Becky, before we let Asia go, I'll let you take the final swing, the final question here. I know you have the hard-hitting stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do. And that is, have you been playing any basketball? Because I only see you on Good Morning America and all the show. I see you on all the shows. You're signing books. You got lines out the door waiting for you. I just wanted to know if, like, there's anything going on in the basketball court.
I touched a basketball last week, so that's a plus. I'm starting to wake up a little earlier, around, like, 10:30 in the morning now. Slowly starting to get into, like, training camp shit.
10:30. Mm-hmm. So training camp can start as early as the crack of 11, Becky. Mm-hmm. It'll be no
problem. And that's
problem.
It. Anything.
I'm on a red eye tonight down to Florida somewhere. So if you're in that area, I'm tracking you down. We're going to the gym.
Oh, my goodness. Asia, thank you so much for spending some time with us here on NBA Today. I'm sorry we busted your alarm clock time, but we appreciate it. We always appreciate Asia stopping by. And then there's Ann Edwards. He had an all-time block last night. But where does it rank amongst the best plays of his career? Find out. That's next.
Number one.
Number one?
NBA Today is presented by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN.
Malika, I just wanted to give you a little shout out and just say how impressive it is, everything that you do.
Malika Andrews is a unicorn talent. Whatever she has taken on in her career, she has dominated.
The ultimate compliment I could give you is your confidence. You're a natural born leader.
To see what she's done and the amount of time she's been in the NBA is truly remarkable.
Thank you for what you do. You have been nothing but joy, and you have been the best PG in the game when it comes to hosting and holding it down.
Carry on.
Hey.
No,
you did story time with me, I'll do story time with you.
Oh,
first God. Time I met Malika, I was like, this girl is a star. She was a college student. And when ESPN was thinking about hiring her, I called every single person who was thinking about hiring, and I said, no, you don't understand. This is the real deal.
Wait, zoom in, so Director sweet. Kathy. She's going to drop a tear.
Before I start crying, because you guys know I will. You've seen me cry on the show before. Let me get my game show voice on, because it's Friday. So let's have some fun. She was not ready.
I always love it when she sings.
It's time for our hit game, Who Said That? We're going to take a look at some quotes that caught our attention and ask our esteemed contestants who said
careful, you guys.
That.
I'm really good at this game.
Sound good? Oh, Ramona's ready. But first up is Shanae.
I'm challenging.
Hearing the top of the leaderboard. Show everyone how it's done.
I got you.
Who said this? Quote, I got two left feet. I can barely jump. Oh, well, not that quote. This one. I said, I just needed to get some sun. I was locked in my apartment for a long time without seeing the sun. And I think I can boost your mood.
Honestly, this is a real guess. I'm going to go with Grady Dick.
All right. Was it one Mr. Grady Dick?
No!
Michael Porter Jr.!
Freaking over.
Oh, you should have let me cheat. I would have told you.
I was, like, locked in my apartment.
Dang it.
I haven't seen the sun for a long time, and I think that can, like, boost your mood.
Sometimes you just need a little bit of vitamin D. You need a little sunshine.
It's true. You always need vitamin D.
It can nobody gets enough.
Boost your mood.
It does.
All right. Let's go to the next one. All right. This one is for you, Ramona Shelburne. I got two left feet. I can barely jump, and I'm busting y'all favors. You know what? Was it Draymond, D'Angelo Russell, or was it Josh Hart?
I'm going to go with, I don't actually know this one, so I'm going to go with Josh Hart.
Was it Josh Hart?
Like, that's right.
D'Angelo,
two left feet. I can barely
Dang,
jump.
Dang, really?
And I'm busting y'all favorite
so
players.
Smooth.
But Josh can jump.
I'm sorry, when you're wearing those glasses, you know you're going to say something.
Wow.
When you pull those.
I guess Josh can jump, so maybe it wasn't him, but yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be maybe on Josh, their podcast. That's the type of energy that we
give. Exactly.
Man, pick us up, Becky.
All right,
Becky.
Let's bring up the group average here a little bit. You got the hang of it. Now you can play. Who said this? You mean, how can I turn into the greatest basketball player in the world all of a sudden? I don't know, man. I'm just different. Was it Kobe White, Jimmy Butler, or was it Anthony Edwards?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to go with Jimmy Butler.
Was it Jimmy Butler?
Yeah!
All right.
Thank
we were worried about that for a second. But we have one more for everyone to redeem.
Can we do this one together?
And then if we get it right, can we all say that it counts for us? Because it's our day.
Well, yeah, and we want you to catch Kendrick in the standing.
Thank you.
Love you, Kirk, but we do. All right. We got in a fight. We didn't swing. And when you don't keep swinging, you get knocked out.
Ooh.
Kevin Ollie, Will Hardy, or Monty Williams? What do we think?
I mean, maybe it's Will Hardy.
Will Hardy does have great quotes.
Mm-hmm.
He does. Are we going with Will Hardy as a group? Oh!
Kevin Ollie!
Wow!
I really wanted Will to say that. Come on.
I know.
You gotta swing. And you keep swinging. And when you don't keep swinging, you get knocked out.
We apologize, Kevin Ollie. We weren't familiar with your quote game.
Thank you.
Right? Yeah. Now we got to get familiar.
Wow. I've never taken two L's on this.
Oh, wow.
This I feel like Zach Lowe.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh. I feel like Zach Lowe.
Wow. Shots fired. You throw in some shade.
Well, Anthony Edwards, he is featured a whole lot on our Who Said That, and we need to get back to what he did last night. He put up one of the best games of his career, but it was the block. This is what we cannot stop watching. The final seconds of the game. Oh, my goodness. I mean, the vertical leap. His head hitting the rim, and all of this came within hours of finding out that Karl Anthony Towns would miss significant time here with a knee injury. And
then his shoulder hit the backboard. Jeez.
After the game, he was asked what he thought about the block, and he said, "Once I missed the free throw, I saw Siakam on the right wing, and I knew that was my matchup, so I was running toward him. I went up there. I got it." He said he saw him dribbling, and he had to go get that. He said it was his favorite play ever of his young career. Let's see. Was it? Let's go back a little bit. We're going to start in 2021 with this dunk on Utah Watanabe.
Talk about his landings. His landings make me nervous, but the plays are worth it.
I kind of hated it.
Oh, and then he stood over it.
I know.
Oh, and then he said it was his favorite play ever. Well, just earlier this season, we got one of my favorite plays of his young career when he does the self-oop.
What?
Look, to me, he has the best offensive and defensive play of the NBA season so far and the best block that I've seen in the past decade.
That's a horse shot right there.
Well, and it started a trend because then all of a sudden we saw all of other players trying to do this and some succeeding. And then this was a season two.
Ooh!
The elevation, the verticality.
Becky's face right now, her nose is running up. Her hands are up in the air. She doesn't know what to do with this.
I hadn't seen that one before. That is just, this young man.
That's flagrant.
This young man right here. Oh, my goodness. He got me stank face on this whole show.
I know.
Well, what all that amounts to, though, is wins for the Timberwolves. Anthony Edwards has been phenomenal this season. The Timberwolves have just a half-game lead on OKC for that top seed. But Karl Anthony Towns, he's going to be out for at least a month here. The burden, it is going to fall on Anthony Edwards' shoulders here. Ramona, what have you seen from Ant? What is the conversation around the Timberwolves right now? How optimistic are they can hold on to this?
I think they're optimistic in the sense that they have time here with Karl Towns. Like, he, you know, you could try to play this out and worry about that injury all the rest of the year, or you can get the surgery now, and there is a chance he comes back early in the playoffs if he's able to rehab and get back on time. And I think, you know, with Ant, like, people forget Karl Towns took Ant under his wing and said, "I was a number one draft pick too. I want to help you be the best version of the number one draft pick and leader of this franchise as possible." He's going to be in his ear the entire time.
Yeah, I mean, in games without Karl Anthony Towns, he averages 37 points per game. But I'd also like to say, we always love Hillary Guy, our main
producer.
Yeah. Our heart and soul of NBA Today.
Yes.
She is the mastermind, and we love you, Hill, too.
Absolutely. That ticker that you've seen all show long of all the women, hundreds that have contributed to the show, that's
everyone.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Yay, Hill.